Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
.304 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Eric Trump is going to be with us 1 hour from now. David Friedman, former ambassador to Israel, is going to be with us at 4:35. Looking forward to having both of those gentlemen join us. Where would you like to start? Oh, let's start with Susanna Gibson. Cry me a flippin' river, would you? Oh, and by the way, if you are going to cry me a river, can you do it on camera? And how much is that going to cost? The nerve of this woman to stand up and talk about the thing she has been through. Oh, my God. Lady, you were the one doing porno online. Wasn't me. Now, I don't know how much you made, but I can guarantee you made more than I would make. Nobody wants to see me. Apparently, a couple of people wanted to see you and your husband. Is he still your husband? I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't know, but now I have to think about these things. That's your fault, not mine. I didn't ask you to perform sex acts for tokens in front of people on camera. I didn't ask you for that. I'm still sitting here thinking, man, I can't unsee some of the things that I saw. But you're outraged. You want better protection. You know what? If you want better protection, I have a suggestion for you. Turn off your freaking video camera. That'll give you better protection. Don't go asking people for tokens and request to perform specific sexual acts on camera. That'll protect you. You won't ever have to worry about this. You know, the vast majority of us never worry about this. You know why? Because we don't do that. Because we don't engage in the behavior you engaged in. You chose to do that. Now, there's still all sorts of questions out there about that. You know, Mike Dickinson is the only guy that I have found that's actually been covering that story. And I mean the other parts of the story. Oh, I know. Mike watched every single second of the videos that were available. No doubt about that. But I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about the legal implications. Remember, there was all sorts of questions about signatures on campaign things. And was she performing these sexual acts on camera to raise money for the campaign? Is that appropriate? Is it legal? Who knows? But you and I have to ask these questions because she chose to do that. What she ought to do is hang her flipping head in shame.
Well, I nobody should have been looking.
Well, you shouldn't have been on camera. It is legitimately, easily that simple. So simple, in fact, even I'm not confused by it. I mean, let me tell you, if I understand it right away, it's got to be easy and straightforward. And what is Carrie Coyner thinking? Why would she co-patron this bill? Now, I understand there are people who, I don't know, people make videos for themselves, I suppose. And then I don't know what you do with them, but okay. But that's not what this was. It's not even close to what this was. Maybe Carrie Coyner doesn't understand that. I don't know. Maybe she's looking at the upside, if you will, which is let's protect everybody's privacy. I'm on board with that. I think every one of us who's a decent person is on board with that. But sort of aiding and abetting somebody who's taking to one of these sites, knowing full well that it's on display for anybody and everybody who wants to see, and then, let's not forget this part, requesting tokens, and tokens have to be purchased, which to me means that it's some sort of a financial situation. Remember when it first broke, there were people asking, could it be considered prostitution? Not that her husband was forcing her to do that, or she was forcing her husband to do that, but there was a question raised that said, if she is accepting some sort of compensation to perform a specific sex act, apparently, that was the question. I think one of the questions was, would it have to be with that person? In other words, would her husband have had to say, or whoever was in the picture, hey, here's 20 tokens, let's do such and such. Now that, I guess, would be clearer. This, I don't know, because you're talking about people who are not involved in the actual physical situation. But anyway, you slice it, it's on her. Period. End of story. All right. Now, let me jump down off my soapbox for a second. Let me remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
1140-833-804-1140. It was wonderful to be out at Liberty University for a couple of days. I'm going to tell you that. As a result of that, Jeremy doesn't know this yet, but Jeremy, I got a whole bunch of stuff I have to give to you. One of the things is actually a gift for you. No, I did. I brought you a gift. This will be nice. You're always nice. But I got a gift for him. But more importantly, I got some important information to pass along to Jerm. And it was really interesting to see all of the political signs. I didn't know that there was a whole chunk of Powhatan that seems to be nothing but Democrats. Because there were all these Harris, who's the goofball who's running with her? Walls, right? I'm sorry. Honest to goodness, I swear to you, I forgot his name. I really did. But yeah, Harris Walls signs that were up. And I don't know if they were... Well, I don't know what they were, but there was like this whole little chunk that I had to drive through out in Powhatan where they had all of those signs. It was crazy. Now, last night, our Not Ready for Primetime Vice President was actually on primetime, but it was pre-recorded. Of course it was pre-recorded. I mean, you know, if you pre-record things and you go back, you fix things in post-production. I know how this works. So she was on with this Stephanie Ruhle from MSNBC. Last week, Stephanie Ruhle announced that she was voting for Kamala Harris. Gosh, this is going to be a hard-hitting interview, don't you think? Even with this, where you are essentially sitting down with like a teddy bear, a lovable, supportive, warm sort of a creature, a person in this case, who wants you to win. Even with that, she couldn't get stuff out. So we have a lot from that. And I did promise, I promised Jeremy, we're getting all of it, man. Let's do cut number one, please.
Madam Vice President, you just laid out your economic vision for the future.
Yeah.
But still, there are lots of Americans who don't see themselves in your plans. For those who say these policies aren't for me, what do you say to them?
Well, if you are hardworking, if you have the dreams and the ambitions and the aspirations of what I believe you do, you're in my plan. You know, I have to tell you, I really love and am so energized by what I know to be the spirit and character of the American people. We have ambition. We have aspirations. We have dreams. We can see what's possible. We have an incredible work ethic. But not everyone has the access to the opportunities that allow them to achieve those things. But we don't lack for those things. But not everyone, you know, gets handed stuff on a silver platter. And so my vision for the economy, I call it an opportunity economy, is about making sure that all Americans, wherever they start, wherever they are, have the ability to actually achieve those dreams and those ambitions, which include from middle-class families, just being able to know that their hard work allows them to get ahead, right? I think we can't and we shouldn't aspire to have an economy that just allows people to get by. People want to do more than just get by. They want to get ahead. And I come from the middle class. Look, my mother raised my sister and me. She worked hard. She saved up. By the time I was a teenager, she was able to buy our first home. And, you know, home ownership, too many people in our country now is elusive. You know, gone is the day of everyone thinking they could actually live the American dream. So part of my vision for the economy is let's deal with some of the everyday
right,
challenges
you know,
that
stop
people
it there.
Face
hey,
and address
lady,
them.
Lady, excuse me, pardon me. You know why do people feel they can't live the American dream? Because of you. Because of you. And the other guy. Now, the other guy has said that you actually were making all of the decisions. Yo, what a talk about a backhanded endorsement. Joe Biden, remember him, the presidential meat puppet? He said he delegated everything to Kamala Harris. So the last 4 years of disaster, it's all on her. So when she sits there and she's just sort of blah, 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 she's like the teacher from the Peanuts, for God's sakes. Nothing makes any sense. And then she tells me, people don't believe they can live the American dream. No kidding, Sherlock, and it's because of you.
Good grief.
Good grief is right. Wow. Unflippin' believable. All right, cross that one off the list, Jeremy. I told you we're going to get to all of them. Poor Jeremy sweating. But man, well, I'm not loading them all in. You got to understand how difficult it is to do all this stuff. I give a big pile, but I did get you a gift. 804 on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line says, hey, wait a minute, Jeff, is she from a middle-class family? Did her middle-class family love their lawn? Hell yeah. She likes to say how she came from Oakland.
Well, I'm a daughter of Oakland.
No, you're not. No, you're not. In fact, the two homes you lived in Berkeley, near the college, are not actually all that close to Oakland. So you're full of crap, is what you are. And then your middle-class mom, who was a highly paid professional, by the way, moved you and your sister to Montreal, to a luxury section of Montreal, and then you attended private school. So please, don't preach to me about being middle-class. You're full of crapola, is what you're full of. 804, Jeff, why did you watch those videos? Which, with the porn star. 804, take my word, I did not watch all of them. Mike Dickinson, I'm pretty sure, watched every single second. I watched enough to think, oh, good Lord, please stop. And I did. But because at first, honestly, I thought it was a joke. I thought there was slander. I thought there was something out there. And especially when she was saying, oh, these were stolen from us and shared without our knowledge. I watched enough for her to make very clear she knew she was on camera and anybody and everybody could be part of it. 804, Jeff, will Howard Gutman have the morning show or the afternoon show when George Soros has finished purchasing the radio station? That's a good question. I don't know. Anyway, let me remind you that the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Eric Trump is going to be with us at 4:05. We got my buddy Brian Maloney coming up at the bottom of the hour, 3:35. I'm curious to know what he made of the, it was supposed to be a love fest last night, but even that Stephanie Ruhle was puzzled by the gigantic bowls of word salad coming from our not ready for primetime vice president. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRB.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.